the Baal Shem attracted to himself a number of very great and charismatic people. And they were the ones, even more than the Baal Shem himself, who spread Hasidus. What were the basic ideas of Hasidus? Again, I want to mention to you that the Hasidus was never outside the parameters of traditional Jewish thought or behavior. But it changed the nuance. The difference was always a difference in nuance, a difference in emphasis. And it is that difference in emphasis that gave it its unique qualities. First of all, it brought God down to earth in a way that had not been done for hundreds and hundreds of years. And this is one of the reasons that Hasidus was so criticized, because it came dangerously close to being a type of pantheism and an oversimplification. But it made God a member of the family, a member of the community. God could be seen everywhere. It cut all of the barriers, so to speak, between the creator and the created. I don't know how to say this and not to be misunderstood, but it is very possible to be an observant Jew and not be religious. It is very possible to be an observant person and never to think about God. And Hasidus tried to remedy that. It tried to make God real to the person. And since it was dealing with an element and a relatively unsophisticated, unlettered, almost ignorant element, so it had to do it in almost a gross fashion. It had to overdo it in order to do it. So therefore, Jews began to see God, and they saw him, you know, as their card-playing neighbor. You know, I mean, the removal of the barriers itself served somewhat to diminish God's stature, made him more homey, more folksy. But the main thrust of it is that the Jew felt that God had a relationship to him, that everything that he did was important to God, and that God was approachable on every level. And therefore, we find in Hasidic thought and in Hasidic literature that there was no small thing regarding God. I mean, if your cow didn't give enough milk, then, you know, that was God's business also. You could interrupt the prayers and in Yiddish tell him, you know, that, and then on top of all my other problems, God, you know, that my cow's not giving milk anymore, and take care of it. So, to a certain extent, that's like a recourse to a more primitive time. But on the other hand, it made for deeply religious people. It did not make for scholars. And it had other problems to it. But the main accomplishment, which is an enormous accomplishment, is that it made for deeply religious people. It made for people whose entire lives were God-oriented. They only dealt with God. And the role of the Rebbe, the role of the Tzaddik, was not that he represented God, but that he helped you in your dealings with God. Also, Hasidus introduced very strongly the idea that